Okay, let's see first the Gemara of Sunma, which is relatively simple, and then the Gemara of Shmoneh Gavoy. First, the Gemara brings Rav is din Amar Rava. Achla kula chutz mi beis raiva, kana kula chutz mi beis raiva. If a person has a field and it leaves over a section of a field the size of a beis raiva. A beis raiva is an amount of land where you would plant a raiva hakav of seeds. It's a certain size of land. So it's a good chazaka, but it's not a chazaka on the beis raiva. So the chiddush in Rava is the shear of beis raiva. Up to a beis raiva, if it's less than a beis raiva, it's not chashuv. And if a person left that a piece of field less than a beis raiva that's standing idle, then that's normal. Up to a certain size, a person doesn't plant every single inch of land. But once it's a beis raiva, that's a shear. That's what the Rosh says. That's what all the Rishayim say. That the shear here is the chiddush of Rava is the shear. That's some din. That isn't such a big chiddush. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, but lo yamar ela de barzriyei. Aval barzriyei kane le agavar. But if you have a field, and a small part of the field is not roy lezriyei, so if it's not roy lezriyei, what should he do? So Mimela, there's no problem if he didn't plant. He has one part of his field that's it's hard, and one part of his field that's rocky, and he can't plant there. So then that doesn't matter. Fakti Gemara, Maskeflor Bibi Barabaya, Alamiyata Tsunma Bamayikna. If somebody buys a field that's hard, harder, what's he supposed to do with it? Now Rabibi's Kasha is really very, very difficult. What's Elomayata? Rav Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe, says he doesn't understand what's the Elomayata Tsunma Bamayikna. If you're buying a whole big field, and it's not Roy Lazria, so why are you buying it? You're buying it for some other use. Obviously, if you're buying a field that's not Roy Lazria, you're buying it for something else. You have to do something else with it. How can you compare that to what the Gemara said till now? Till even now, the Gemara is talking, someone bought a big field, and he's doing it for planting. In that field, there's a small piece that's not Roy Lazria. Now, I could hear a person could say, either way, you could argue that if it's not Roy Lazria, so you don't bother with it. You bought a whole big field for planting. Well, somebody could argue, no, that a farmer tries to get use out of every piece of land. I could hear a svara two ways. But the Elomayata, the vart Elomayata is very, very hard. Elomayata, if you're going to say that a farmer who buys a big piece of field that's Roy Lazria, that if he leaves over a small part, he doesn't have to plant it. Elameyata tsunma b'meyikna. What's a dinyan? Elameyata tsunma b'meyikna. What kind of comparison is that? All he said before was that if it's not Roy Lazria, it's normal to leave it over. If you want to argue with that, you can argue with that. I have no problem swear with somebody arguing. But the Elameyata is very hard. It's a chashuv of the field. So base raiva is chashuv. So the match in hell that that since the base raiva is chashuv, it's not normal to let it to waste it.
That's not the shame of another field.
I hear the svara, I definitely understand it. It's just the elamiyata is a little funny. From a case where a person has a field that he is planting and a small part that he's not, or even a big pachash of a part that he's not, comparing that to a place where the whole thing is not roi, comparison is still not such a good comparison. It's true, beis raiva is chashuv, and it's a good svara that a person wouldn't let it sit idle. But the elamiyata, that knach of elamiyata is a little strange. Hakoponim, Ella bakumi bachiyusa mishtachav alperi. Yachinam ba'alei lakum bachiyusa inam mishtachav alperi. So here he should have also used it in the way that it's usable, to spread out peiris there, to dry, or to let his animals, to store his animals there, whatever use. He had to use it for a normal use. Alright, so this is the machlokes between Rabbi and Rafan Abrei Rabbi Yeshua. If a person is expected to use a Beis Reved Labar Zriya. The Gemara, as I just read it, is a relatively simple Gemara. It's the Rambam who has a Mechudish Dikapshat in this Gemara. The Rambam is in Hilchas Mechira, Perak Aleph Halacha Tezvav. And the Magen Mishnah explains it comes from this Gemara. Just to be Magdim, I believe I mentioned the first few days of this man, that the word chazaka is used numerous different ways in Shas. The Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a chazaka that's a raya. Cheskas Gimel Shonim, you're there for 3 years, we call it you have a chazaka. The word chazaka is sometimes used for to mean a proof. Chazaka in adam peretach manai. Sometimes used to mean a proof. In addition, there's something called a kinyan chazaka. The Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Chavav says that karka is niknis b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'chazaka. That there are three kinyanim on karka. Kesef, if you pay for it, shtar, kinyan shtar, or chazaka. We learn out of the pasuk v'yirishtem ba, v'yishaftem ba, that there's a kinyan called kinyan chazaka. What is chazaka? So normally, we say, no'al gadar aparatz, that a person who goes into a field, and he behaves in that field like an owner, he puts up a geder, he puts up a fence around the field, or he puts in a lock into the doors, or he breaks down a wall. No'al gadar aparatz, those are examples of kinyan chazaka. Now here we're not talking about two people who are arguing over what happened. Kinyan chazaka is not cheskes habatim. Cheskes habatim, we're talking about cheskes raya. When you're there for 3 years, it's a raya, it's yours. Two people are arguing. He says, I sold it. He says, you sold it to me. And he says, I never sold it to you. So the chazaka in our Gemara is a chazaka that's a raya. That's not cheskes kinyan. Cheskes kinyan is where I sell you something, and I want to change my mind. I can only change my mind until you do a kinyan. Once you do a kinyan, I cannot change my mind. If I sell you something, we're sitting here, and two people are sitting in a room, and roommate sells Shimon his car, which is outside, and they agree, and Shimon gives them money. And then, after he sold it to him, they look out the window, they see the car, and suddenly a big truck comes, and it runs right over the car, and it smashes it. So whose hefset is it? Whose hefset is it? The Meicher or the Kainer? That's Pashut, no? Huh? Who takes the loss? Is there any Kenyan? Kesef is not kind of Metaltalim. So if I sell you Metaltalim, and you give me money for it, and it's done, it's still mine. Until you do a Kenyan, it's still mine. And if something were to happen to it, I would take a loss. If I want to change my mind, I can still change my mind. Kinyan finalizes the sale. It transfers the ownership from Meicher to Lekeach. There's a Kinyan called Kinyan Chazaka, Na'al Gadar Uparatz, which is a Chazaka in a field. The Rambam teaches the words of Rav Bibi. Ela me'ata tsunma b'mei yikneh. That Rabibi is not talking about Cheskes Gimel Shonim at all. He's not talking about Cheskes Gimel Shonim. He's talking about Kinyan Chazaka. Elamiyata tzun mebeme yikne. How you kind of field. God's got a field you can plant in. So you plant. But tzunma, you can't plant in it. Beme yikne. How do you do a Kinyan? So the Gemara, you know how you do such a Kinyan in such a field? If you don't want to do Kesef Hishtar. How you kind of tzunma? So the Gemara says, "Book me bachiyusa mishtofach haperi." You go to the field, and you spread out your peiris there, or you move your animals in, and that is how you do a kinyan chazaka. So that according to the Rashbam and all the other Rishayim, this Gemara is talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. According to the Rambam, this Gemara is talking about Kinyan Chazaka. So the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam. That this Gemara, he says that spreading out Paris and moving your animals in, that's a raya. It's not a kinyan. All it is that it's a raya. It's yours. You can do it for 3 years. But it's not a kinyan. The Rambam and the Ravid are arguing in what is needed for kinyan chazaka. The Ravid holds for kinyan chazaka, you have to do something to the field. Not use the field. Do something to the field. Put up a fence. Put in a lock. You have to do something to the field. Not use. Use is not a kinyan. A kinyan is a tikkun. When you're misakin something in the field, you improve the field. You have to do some type of an improvement. That's shita's arriving. The Rambam shita is that hishtamshus is good enough for a kinyan chazaka. And therefore, if you're mishtamish with the field, that's adequate. The mishtamishus that we're talking about here is adequate for a kinyan chazaka. That's the chiddush of this sugya. So that according to the Rambam, this sugya is a tremendous chiddush. Saying a chiddush in kinyan chazaka, that kinyan chazaka works with mishtamishus. A little bit of a problem with the Rambam. What's the problem? Huh? The problem with the Rambam is it's a nice shtickle Torah, but how does it fit into the Gemara? How does that fit into the Gemara? Read the Gemara. The Gemara is talking beforehand not about Kenyan. So Mecheskes Gimel Shanim. At first the Gemara says Amar Rav. It's not talking about Kinyanim. It's talking in the middle of talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Omer Afon Rebbe Shuala, Omer Dabar Zeri, Abla Bezri, Kani Lai Agavar. Pashtus is talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Maskevlora Bibi, Elamayat Atzun Mebeme Yikne, how do you do Kinyan Chazaka? The Hemshach, the connection is a little strange. We're talking here about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What are you mixing in Kinyan Chazaka for? Unless the Rambam holds the whole thing from Rav and on, is talking about Kinyan Chazaka. Maybe.
Isn't Cheskas Gimel Shanim to affirm the Kinyan of Kinyan Shanim?
No, it's to prove it if the other person denies it. It's a Raya, not a Kinyan.
No, but isn't it? The Raya is to prove the Kinyan of Cheskas Gimel Shanim and Kinyan Shanim.
Oh, to prove a previous kinyan of Shtar or Kesef, yes.
And now that you can't prove kinyan Shtar on the other one, how do you kind of the field? It still fits.
I'm kind of with Kesef and Shtar. The question is, how do I prove it? I did kinyan Shtar.
Right.
So the question is, how do I prove it? Not how am I kind of it. If I can't prove the kinyan, it doesn't mean I can't be kind of it. If I can't prove the kinyan,
maybe it's talking about
so that's the way the Rashbam learns. The problem is the Rambam who learns is talking about Kinyan Chazaka, how that flows. So the Gra probably means to answer it. The Gra writes on this Shitas Rambam that Kinyan Chazaka and Cheskas Gimel Shanim Atluyim B'zeh B'zeh. Anything that helps one helps with the other, and anything else with the other helps with the first. That they're totally, that's what the Gra writes in Sinekuf Tzadik Beis, the Gra Sivka Yud. He writes that the Rashitas of Rambam is that they're totally Zebizeh. That whatever works for one works for the other, Sahainu Ha. Okay? Still, so why did Rabbi Bibi have to ask Bamei Yikne? Could I ask Bamei Yeshe Cheskas Gimel Shanim? So the Rambam, the Shitas of Rambam, we can hear. Pshat the Gemara is a little, maybe very, very mechadish. Nachinami, according to the Rambam, what do you mean by me yikne? You could do nag other parts. Also works like the Rambam. It's very, very strange. The kasha by me yikne, you could do besides kesav ishtar, you could do kiyach hazaka through nag other parts. It's like a very strange. The way the Rambam learns, very, very. So it means by me yikne with ishtamshus.
The question.
And the answer is you can't.
Well, how do you use it?
It has the question. Rabbi, it has to be a rhetorical question. How do you use it? By using it, so the same thing. Yeah, by using it. Stuff. If you learn at the Rambam, when he asked by me yikne, he didn't mean it as a serious kasha. You can do kinyan. You can do kesem shtar too. He meant by me yikne that. Obviously, how you're cutting it with the shamshus. So. We had a Gemara in Gittin, in the beginning of Azorik, the Chayin Zayin on the days. The Gemara there talked about a man that was dying on Shabbos and had to give a get to his wife. She shouldn't become an aguna. He had a brother that she would have fallen to Yibum to, and the brother was far away. And the get had been written. And the get was in a different building. Or according to Rashi, the get was in that building, but the get is Muktzah. So the question was how to be Makna, the get, to this wife on Shabbos. They were afraid he wouldn't survive Shabbos. He was going to die on Shabbos. And they couldn't give the get on Shabbos either because of Muktzah or because they couldn't carry to bring the get. So they asked Rava what to do. The Gemara says, Rava said, let the man, the get was in a building that belonged to the man that was dying. Let him be makna this building to his wife. Let him give it as a gift to his wife. And she'll be kind to the shtar, either agav the karka, or because it's in the chatzar of the karka, we can't chatzar. So she'll be kind of the get with the karkas. Let him be makna the karka to her. How is he going to do a kinyan on Shabbos to be makna karka to the woman? They can't do kesef, they can't do shtar. So the Gemara says that she should do chazaka. That she should do chazaka on the field. What type of chazaka do you do on Shabbos? You can't put up a fence on Shabbos. So the Rosh writes there in Gittin, and from this Gemara we learn out that Kinyan Chazaka doesn't have to involve a big malacha. If you open the door and close the door, that's also Chazaka. Noal doesn't have to mean that you put in a lock. It could mean you go and you close the door, you open the door, that's also a Kinyan Chazaka. It doesn't have to be a tikkun, it doesn't have to be a big tikkun in the field. Chayra, that's also it's kemat the Rambam Shita. I mean, opening the door and closing the door. You could argue that maybe closing the door is more of something Bailam do. I don't know. It's more shtamshus. It's very close to shtamshus. It sounds very close to what we're saying with the Rambam Shita that shtamshus alone is enough. It's enough to open the door to close the door. You don't have to do something that's a tikkun gadol. I was remembering this Gemara. I had a kasha. There's a Yom Tivar, they say, from Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin. I think Rabbi Yoshev, from one of the Svarim on Sukkah, brings the Svar. Rabbi Shmuel Leib said pshat in the Shemini Esrei of Musaf on Shalosh Regalim. We say, Samchenu Harenu Bivinyanai, Samchenu Bisikunai. Right? That's after we say the Karba Musaf, we say the next paragraph, we say Harenu b'vinyanai, v'samcheinu b'sikunai, what's tai char einu bivinyanes and cheno b'sikunos. So Rishul Leib said that it says in Rashi and Tosis both say that the bayis shlishi is going to be built by Ayde Shamayim. The bayis shlishi is going to come down mishulchlo complete. So the problem is, if it comes down complete, you need a yid to do something to give it kedusha, right? It has to be built lishma. Somebody has to do a lishma. So Shulayf said that the building, the base of Mishul, come down complete. But the lashon there is that the yid will do a maisa kaldu, like nagadar aparatz, like a chazaka, and that'll give it the lishma. So hareinu bivinyanai. We're just going to watch the binyanai. The binyanai we're not going to do, because that's going to come down mishulchlo min hashamayim. Yisamcheinu b'sikunai. And then we'll rejoice by doing a tikkun that'll be a kinyan, like a kinyan chazaka, that'll fix it. When I heard this svara, I originally heard it a while ago, and I heard a pshein d'briska rav originally. This is almost the same thing. But anyway, I thought the svara is sheker. The whole thing is a toss. It's a nice vertel. It doesn't shtim with the Gemara. Why does Rashi say that the Beis HaMikdash will be built min HaShemayim? Why does Rashi say? Why does it have to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Ivni B'chameisar, that the Beis HaMikdash could be built on the 15th of Nisan, which is Pesach. So it could be built on Pesach. So Rashi asks, Shabbos v'yamtiv. You're not allowed to build Shabbos and Yamtiv. So Rashi answers, it's going to come down from Shemayim. So this veritable that it'll come down from Shemayim, but a yid is going to do a small amount of Nogadur or Paratz, the word couldn't be true, because I understood Nogadur or Paratz is also Malachal. So the whole veritable, it can't be, how could it be Emes? That even a little bit of Malachal you can't do on Yamtiv. So then I argue with someone about it, that it can't be a true vart. And then later, I must have remembered this in the Lishmei Nesra, I think, I realized that from that Gemara in Gittin, you see, you could do chazaka, whatever kinyan chazaka you hold is kinyan chazaka, you could do it on Shabbos. And it's very meridik meduyik that Rishu Leib said such a lashon. I mean, you didn't have to say kinyan chazaka, he could have said that he'll do something. But the lashon, I believe, is a lashon. He said, "I'll do all God or parats. I'll do a kinyan, like a kinyan chazak." So it's very good, because the Gemara says that it's shayach to do the equivalent of a kinyan chazak on Shabbos. So whatever you hold, it is opening the door, closing the door, shtamshus, whatever it is that a person could do. Maybe. Akaparim. This is the Rambam Shita kinyan chazaka. Now we go on to a sugya that's really a cheskes habatim sugya. Shkunik Avoy, which now, as you'll understand right away, touches on the heart of the whole Inyan of Cheska Sabbatim. After 3 years, who's the Mozik? That's the question. When they're having a Din Torah, after 3 years, who is the Mozik? Is the Marikama the Mozik, and the Mazik has to prove things? Or is the Mazik considered to be already a Mozik, and the Marikama has to prove whatever his argument is? So that's the next Gemara. Now there are two Mahalchim in the next Gemara. There's the Shita of the Rashbam and the Shita of the Ramban and the Muki Yosef. So today we don't like the Rashbam. For tomorrow you'll look up the Muki Yosef, you look up the Ramban, they have a totally different shot in the story. But we're going to learn for today like the Rashbam. Tosis learns like the Rashbam also. So we're going to go with the Pashup Shat and the Maisa. First things first. First we're going to try to learn Pshat. Simple Pshat in the story like the Rashbam. And simple Pshat is not easy. Rav Shach and Davi Ezri in Hilchas Tayyim V'Nitin Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud has a paragraph in which he's Masber the Pashup Shat of the Gemara, like the Rashbam, each step of the Gemara. That's what I'm going to, what I'm going to do now. We're going to learn the Gemara Pshat according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam and Tosfos, the way Rav Shach explains. Ahu damalei lechavrei, my boy is bahayar pesa. Someone told his friend. The Marikama told his friend. What are you doing in this house? Amalei minoch zavinte. That means amaydi yorabarikam. But I purchased it from you. For achlis shnei chazaka. And I have been here for 3 years already. Amalei, said Amarikam, said, nothing doing. Ana bishchuni gavoi havoi. Now, Machlekes is how to teach the word shchuni gavoi. The Rashbam teaches, I was in the inner room, or the inner apartment. Ana bishchuni gavoi havoi. I was inside. So what if you were inside? What does it help that you were inside? I'm kind of what's outside. So the Rashbam says, that the ikatayna he has is not that I was in the inside room. His ikatayna, he's not saying I want the inside room for myself. The inside room was his. Like Tosis says, he had Edomus in the inside room. The inside room was his. But the other person tayna, that I bought the outside room, and the outside room is mine, says, what do you mean? But you see, I've been derech halacha the whole 3 years. I've been walking right through your so-called apartment. I walk through it all the time. See, you were there. I didn't chat for you. But I did better than a macha. Every day, when I left my apartment, I walked right through, and I showed that it's mine. So what's their argument? The argument is whether this is really what happened. Now, Tosa says that they were eight, and he was in the inside apartment. That's not the shayla. Shaila is, if he was Iver Derech Halav, if he could prove that he walked through his apartment all the time and made a machar. Now, Vaisdais, if he could prove it, then it's Zecha good, then Zecha the Marikama wins. The dispute was which way to go. So now, Rabbi Rav Nachman had a disagreement. Asla Lakami de Rav Nachman, Amalei's Zil Bararach Ilosecha. Rav Nachman said, prove, who has to prove? The Mahzik Sholoshana. Rav Nachman said, the Mahzik has to prove. Zil Bararach Ilosecha, go prove that you were there 3 years and that he didn't walk through. Amalei Ravadin, Hachidina. Is that the correct din? Hamaiti Mechaveri, all of a raya. Now here, when you read this, right away you perk up. Who's the Maitzi? Who's the Maitzi Mechaveri Elav Araya? We always learn the Marikama is the Muzik. And the one who comes now to take it, the Lekech, is the Maitzi Mechaveri. It's like, brother, no! The one who's here now is the Maitzi Mechaveri Elav Araya. That's Pshach. So Shach is Masber as follows. There's no question that if the Lekech says, I was here 3 years, and the Marikama says, no, you weren't, who has to prove it? Who has to prove it? Pashut. Right? If I claim I was here 3 years, and you say I wasn't here 3 years, so the last known owner is the Marikama. I'm claiming I was here 3 years. There's no shaila, I have to prove my chazak. Less man the palate, I have to prove my chazak. A second case in which there's no machlaikis would be, let's say I prove it. I bring Edim, I'm here for 3 years. And I lost my shtar, I'm here 3 years. The Marikama says, yeah, you're here 3 years, but I made a macha. I announced the macha. So who has to prove it? Who has to make the proof? So that case, again, nobody would argue that the Marikama is the one who has to make the macha. The first owner is the one who has to make, who has to prove that he made a macha. Once I prove I'm here 3 years, so if you want to tell me you made a macha, then you have to prove. That is no shy. So to prove 3 years is up to the mazik, to prove macha is up to the Marikama. Shaila of Agamara. What's it did in a case where I did a Maisa Chazaka of Sholishan? La Maisa, I was there 3 years. Bepayel, I was there 3 years. Physically, I was there. You're tainting that my being there physically for 3 years is no good because you walked through. How do we compare that to? Rav Nachman says it means that you didn't prove you're there 3 years. Because while you proved that you sat in that room for 3 years, but you didn't prove that you have a chazakah of Shalishan. Some tiny that I walk through every day. So Rav Nachman holds that's a chesaron in proving the chazakah. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Once a person proves a ma'isa chazakah, if the other person wants the taina that he made a macha, or the equivalent of a macha, which is walking through, so then there's no, then it's up to him to prove it. Once the ma'isa chazakah of Shalei Shadim took place, now the shoe is on the other foot, the marakam has to prove it. So this is the disagreement here. If you understand the Hagdama, then you can see that this is in between the two cases. Is this a case of proving Chassidus Gimel Shanin? Or is this a case of proving that I made a Mecha? That's a dispute between Rava and Rava. So again, Pshat. What's Pshat and Rava? Dina Hachi. Hamaiti Mechaveri Olav Araya. So Rava, once I prove I did a Maisa Chazaka of Gimel Shanin, I'm the Mozik, and you're the Maitzi. That's Rava's time. Now, of course, this only makes sense if the next Gemara that he has to cash on it has to flow. So let's see the Gemara's cash, see how it flows. And then we're going to come back to the Lomdis of the Shlomi Gavoy. But first, again, Pshat. V'rami d'Rava ad'Rava, v'rami d'Rav Nachman ad'Rav Nachman. The Gemara now compares it to a second case, which when you learn the Gemara Pashit, what's the comparison? Here we're talking about Cheskes Gimel Shalim. And bang, you're bringing up a case of selling karka. What does one thing have to do with the other? So Shach is Masber, the Pshat in the comparison. Yehuda Amalei L'chaver. Someone told this Chaver, Kol Nichsei Debei Bar Sisin Mezavina Loch. Any property that I own, that I purchased from Bar Sisin, Mizvina Loch, I'll sell it to you for X amount of dollars. We paid him for it. Hahi Ara Dava Mikri Devei Bar Sisin. There was one land that was known as Bar Sisin's field. It belonged to this Meicher. Amalei, after the deal was finished, he told him, Ha lav devei bar sisin he. That field is not included in the sale. That field is not. I didn't buy it from bar sisin. Ikariyu de makariy devei bar sisin. People call it bar sisin, but really it's not. It's not a devei bar sisin. So, also the kamei of Nachman. Again, they came to the same bezdin. Ukbe bidadol lekeach. Here, Rav Nachman did the reverse. He said the buyer gets to keep it, not the seller. Amalei Rava, Dina Hachi, Hamaitzim Echaveray, Olav Araya. Kasha de Rava ad Rava, Kasha of Nachman ad Rav Nachman. First glance, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Here they're arguing about a Meichon Olekeach, if this is included in the sale. And here, by Shchuli Gavoy, they're arguing if there was a sale. How do you compare the two cases? So Rav Shach is Masber again, with two hanochis, and showing that this fits in between the two. If a meicher and a lekeach have a din taira, if there was a mechira or not. One says there was a mechira, and one says there was no mechira. The seller says, I never sold it. And the buyer says, yes, you did. You did a kinyan. So who has to prove it? Pashit. The lekeach has to prove it. The last known owner is the meicher. Lekeach says, you sold it to me. So Dava Pashit, that the proof, the burden of proof is on the lekeach. What happens if there was a Maisa Mechira? We know for sure there was a Maisa Mechira, but the Meicher, the Kaina Tainas that there was, or the Meicher Tainas that there was a Tanai. But I sold it to you, but Tanai. Or The tain is that it wasn't, there was some mum in it that would make it be chayzer. Sometimes the meicher wants it to be chayzer. He says there was something wrong with the meisa mechira that would make it be chayzer. In that case, it's al hameicher lo haviraya. If he wants the tain that there was a tanai, the tanai was not mekoyim. So then he has the tain, because we know there was a meisa mechira. We know that he did a meisa. Whatever, King Khalifa, King Kesa, King Shtar, no, he did a kinyan on the field. Now he wants the taina that there was something wrong with the mechira. So then the meicher has to prove it. You see, it's the same thing as Gimel Shanim. To prove the Gimel Shanim, the lekeach has to prove it. The same thing by a sale. To prove there was a sale, the lekeach has to prove it. Once there was a sale, once there was a Gimel Shanim, and someone's tining that was no good because of a machal, a tanai, or a mum, any taina, then the burden of proof switches over to the meicher. So they are exactly identical, the two cases. They're mamish identical. The question is, when A sells to B, who has to prove? So we're saying that B, the lekeach, has to prove whether it's cheskes gimel shanim or maisa kinyan, he has to prove. Once there is a Maisa Kenyan, and there's a Shaila, if there was a Macha, or if there was a Tanai, anything that would take away from it, then the burden of proof switches to the Meicher. In this case, this is an in-between case. Here, Rav and Rav Nachman are arguing. Do you look at it that there was a Mechira? Now, he wants the Taina that this field was not included, it's not really Bar Seasons. He has to prove that it's not Bar Seasons. Rava says, what are you talking about? It's a Shaila if Bar Seasons field was sold. If the Shaila is if it was sold, so it should go the other way. So the two cases are quite similar. They're not exactly identical, which is really the Gemara's teretz. But at least in the Kasha, the comparison makes sense. And that's, like I say, Pshat, Hoshe Pshat in the Gemara and the Shakratari of the Gemara. Okay, there are a number of Lamdisha issues that are connected to this Sugya. For tomorrow, you should look first at the Mukhi Yisif, the Ramban Mukhi Yisif, that Pshat in the Gemara. And then even in the Rashbam's Pshat, there's a riff. It's not usual. The riff, you know, usually is just the Gemara Bekitzer. The riff here is a long riff that brings two Pshatim in the Gemara. And in the Rishayim, that's important. It's like I say, a new subject that we're going to go into tomorrow. Today, I'd like to discuss with you a Machlaikis Ktzais Nesivis as far as what to learn from this Gemara. There got to be one Prat of King Chazak. It's interesting, the Ktzais starts with an interesting Shaila. Sounds like the Shaila came to him, and then he gets sidetracked into the whole subject. The Shaila he had is a very interesting Shaila. A din Torah over a seat in the Beis HaKnesses, we've been talking about lately. There was a din Torah over a seat in the shul. Someone tainted that I bought from you, the Marikama, I purchased a shutfis in this seat. So the seat now is half mine, half yours. Varaya, I sat here for 3 years. Now, I don't know exactly how you should from a seat in shul. I mean, it depends on your attendance record in the shul. Maybe there are two minyanim, I don't know. It's an early minyan, a late minyan. First day of Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah, they switch days. But how would he have a chazakah then if he sat there every other day? But someone came, the mazik came, and he tainted that I've been sitting here the last 3 years. Markama said, what do you mean, I've been sitting here the last 3 years? He says, yeah, but we've been sitting here b'shutfis. I've been sitting here, I guess, for one minyan. That doesn't explain. But he's tiny, I was sitting here b'shutfis. Maybe it was a very wide seat, there's room for two, I don't know. But he's tiny, I bought shutfis into it, and I sat here b'shutfis the last 3 years. What? No, because the Mazik is showing that he was also there the last 3 years. The whole Ktzais Nesivis is the issue of a person who's being mazik and tanning shutfus. Tanning was shutfim. He said, no such thing, you are a shutfim. That's the nidain that the Ktzai starts with. This is Kuf Mem Sekot and Gimel. Yesterday we saw Kuf Mem Sekot and Beis. This is the next paragraph. He starts with this Shaila, and then he goes off into the Nida. To be patient to Shaila, Ktzais brings a Tshuva Sabach. Brings a Maisa that happened with the Bach. Also, it's similar, but not a Sitin Shul. The Bach brings the case as follows. Shimon was being mishtamish with Reuven's chatzah. He was living in the chatzah shel Reuven. He drew water from his well. And apparently he lived there. He doesn't explain he lived in a tent or he lived in an outside room. But he lived somehow in the chatzah, in the courtyard. And he used the courtyard. He drew water from the well as an example that he brings. After a while, Shimon died. And his children started to live there. They lived there with him also. His children lived there. Reuven, all this time, is living in a house in the same chatzah. Reuven has a house with a yard. So Reuven is living in his house, and he's using the same bar, and he's using the same path, and everything he's also using. And Shimon is living in the chatzah. Shimon dies. His children are living there. Reuven finally tells Shimon's children, at Khan, you know, I let your father live here, but you, I don't want you to live here. And besides, and now there are so many people here, I let your father live here, it was only one person. I want you to move out. So the Yarshim say, we're living here 3 years. Now the Yarshim don't really know if Shimon bought it or not. All they know, Ruby's telling the truth, that he just let Shimon live there. But Yarshim don't need a taina. Yarshim, chazaka alone, is good enough. The father's chazaka of Gimel Shani. Tanina, we taina liyasi. So even though the assignment, they say, we don't know if our father bought it from you, he didn't buy it from you, but we're living here 3 years. Our father lived here 3 years, b'chaya. He had a chazaka. The father lived there 3 years. Therefore, we want to live here. Tanina li asmi, and we want to live here for the 3 years. So Reuven, so the Bach in this Shaila, Paskin, that the field goes back to Reuven, and he has a right to throw them out. Since Reuven Lamaisa was living there all the years, and he was going and coming all the years, so Shimon's chazaka, the chazaka that Shimon had, was not a chazaka, and Reuven has a right to throw them out. Zokta Bach, I have a raya from a Gemara in Bava Basra, the story of Shchune Gavoi. A Shchune Gavoi, it's the same story. This person lived 3 years in the outside rooms. And the person in the inside says, what do you mean I walk through every day? So the Gemara only has a Shaila who has to bring a Raya. Our Gemara only has a Shaila who has to bring a Raya. But it's for sure now a Gemara that if the Mari Kama does bring a Raya, if he could prove that he was walking through, so our Gemara, Rav Rav Nachman, didn't argue. They argued, Amaitzi Machaveri, all of a Raya. Who has to prove? But once you prove that you walk through, it's pasha, the person on the outside has no chazaka. And the Meila, this is exactly what happened here. Shimon lived in this chatzar. Reuven was living there at the same time. Shimon drew water from the well. Reuven was drawing water from the well at the same time. Everything was together. So the Meila, Zokta Bach, Shimon has no chazaka. And Reuven has a right to throw out the Yarshim. It's Mamish, our Gemara. It's exactly the same. So it's interesting, the Ktzais brings first that he found, like the Bach, in the Alshich, in the Tshuva of the Alshich, in the Tshuva of, I think he says, the Maharash Dam, says he found others that say like the Bach. And then he says, Ofer ani tachar kapeis raglehem. He says, who am I to argue with them? And then he argues with them. And then he says he doesn't understand what they're talking about. What's the dinyan to Shmuni Gavai? What's the dinyan to Agamara? In our Gemara, the Marzik tainid, this is mine. He didn't tain a shutfis. He tainid, this is mine. I bought this from you. So he's saying, I walked through. He's saying, you didn't walk through. So now you have a dentira. Did you buy it? Didn't you buy it? The argument, did he walk through? Didn't he walk through? All right, we'll try to be Mavara. So there, it makes sense. If he walked through, it's a raya, you didn't buy it from him. In Yenna case, the Bach's case, Tanin only asked me. We don't know what Shimon would have said. So we tain it for the Yisrael. So we'll tain it for them that Shimon bought a shutfis in the chatzar. He bought a shutfis in the well. He's a shutif. He can't be a shutif. If someone tainis he's a shutfis, that he's a shutif with the Marikama, so then the fact that the Marikama walked through, or the fact that Marikama used the well, is l'mayla v'l'mayrit. It doesn't take away from my chazaka. I'm tainting that we're shutfim. If I'm tainting that we're shutfim, then your walking through is l'mayla v'l'mayrit. It doesn't take away from my chazaka. And since tainin only asked me, so we'll tain it for the assignment, that they could continue to live in the chatzah the same way till now. The other person has a right to walk through, the other person has a right to use the well, but they're shutfim. And then the Ksais brings a list of rayas from all the chazakis of Cheskas Ishtamshus. Cheskas Ishtamshus means what? No, you're right. It would have to be that Shimon's taina is that I bought a shutfis in it. That we taina for the assignment that Shimon purchased a shutfis in this. And a person could tiny, he bought a shutfis. Why can't you tiny? You bought a shutfis. What's wrong with that? And he brings kamarayas from Cheskas Hishtamshus. Let's say I'm your neighbor, and your wall is at the edge of my property. And I was Noyitz Kaira. I built a beam, and I put a beam, I leaned it on the wall, to which you would have already come. If I leave my beam leaning on your wall for 3 years, afterwards I'm them on to say that I bought from you the right to shutfis in the wall, even though you're Marikama. You can't throw me out after 3 years. Nitzas Kaira, 3 years is a chazaka. It doesn't prove it's totally mine. It's your house, it's your wall, but it proves my taina that I bought into it. Adkedekach, the Tzai brings a rush that if the wall falls down, I have a right to heft the stones. I mean, if I tain it, that I have a shutfis in it, I have a right to heft the stones. Because 3 years of the Itzas Kaira is a chazaka. A chazaka of what? A chazaka of shutfis. Or Pesach Haloinai. You know, there are certain cases where I'm not allowed to open a window over your backyard. If I do open a window, and you have tainis, you can take me to the entire. If I open a window and it's there 3 years, and you take me to the entire, I say, I paid you for it, for the right to open my window, is a cheskas gimel shanim. What am I tining I have in your chatzar? I'm not tining I own your chatzar. I'm tining the chatzar is yours, and the right to open a window over the chatzar, that I paid you for. Or there are 100 cases, or my leaders and gutters, the water drains out into your backyard. I paid for it. If I have 3 years, so I win with my tainer. I'm not tining, I bought it. You used your backyard every day. You went there every day. You parked your car there. You see, I could have a chazaka if I'm tining shutfis. Even though I'm not a full shutfis, just the right to run water on it. Or to leave my car, I could tie the shutfis. Zoktik tzais, the Bach is wrong. The Bach says that from Shchuni Gavoi we could learn out that there's no such thing as a chazaka if the Mari Kamba walked through. Zaktik Tzais, that's only true if the muzik is tining, I have sole ownership. If I say I have sole ownership and you walk through, it proves that it's not, it proves that I have no cheskes gimel shanim if I have sole ownership. But if I'm tining shutfis, I'm tining that you have a right to walk through, so what's wrong? The Chayrif Tzais is very right. No, Zedav Amistaber. I'm tining shutfis, I have chazaka on shutfis. Shmuni Gavoy has nothing to do with it. What does Shmuni Gavoy have to do with it? So this is the Ktzais Shita. According to this, the same thing should be true about a seat in a shul. That if I taina, I'm a shutif in the seat. So the Ktzais would hold that it's a good taina. If I have taina, I have to have edim. I was living there as a shutif for 3 years. If I was there for 3 years as a shutif, then I have a chazaka, even though you were there also. This is the Shita Saktzais. Again, Kufmem Sakat giving. The Nesivis is Matzvik the Bach. We're going to see the Nesivis tomorrow. It's Kufmem. The Nesivis is Sakat Yud Tes. It's Matzvik the Bach. And then there's a Rav Shimon on the Nesivis. Rav Shimon, I think it's Simon Tezvav. Maybe Tezayin, I think it's Tezvav on the Nesivis. Just now, as I'm telling you the Ktzais, and it makes so much sense, I just had one Ha'ara. Maybe something wrong. I just thought about it now. Why, if the Ktzais is right, the Ktzais is very mistaver. No, I have shutfis. I have a chazaka for shutfis. Vashchune Gavoy, oh, it's not going to have a kasher. Now, I was thinking that Vashchune Gavoy, the person in the outside house, should be believed, your amigo, he could have timed it that he's a shutif. And then he would win. But that's not true. I just realized. Narish Akasha. Why is it a Narish Akasha? Because he wants the whole thing. You don't give a person the time, it's the whole thing. Amigo, he could have tied in half the thing. There's no such thing as a amigo, I could have said a time and gotten less. Even if the time to get less is more valuable than the time to get more, we say people want more. So there's no amigo. Okay. So Akoponim, this is the Bach and the Ktzais. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow we'll move on to the Nesivis and hopefully to the Ramban as well.